Haribo. So this is Damodar Maharaj, live from Barshana. So this is the place of Srimati Radhika's childhood and Pauganda pastimes. So Srimati Radhika, she appears sometimes at different places, according to different yugas.
You're always so, on that name.
Mostly, Radhika is known as Sibrishabhanu Nandini, because Sibrishabhanu Maharaj has a little bit more affection for Srimati Radhika than Kirtida Devi. Very few people call Radhika Kirtida Nandini. So we just came from Vrishabhanu Kaur. So sometimes Srimati Radhika appears here, sometimes she appears from Ravel, and sometimes she appears directly from the womb of Kirtida Devi. So it's said that after Sri Krishna appeared, then Sri Narad Muni, he was looking, where is the Shakti of Sri Krishna? Because Shakti and Shakti Mam are never separate. Therefore, sometimes Narad Muni, he searches everywhere for the appearance place of Srimati Radhika. So it's Vrishabhanu Maharaj is very religious. He's also Vaishnav. Therefore, early at Mangalati, on the day of Radhastami, then Vrishabhanu Maharaj came here. And then on a thousand petal lotus, he saw one very divine effulgent golden colored girl. So she was kicking her arms and legs, sometimes sucking her toe. Therefore, Vrishabhanu Maharaj took her from here and took to Kirtida Devi and gave her and then became like her daughter. Sometimes the same appearance place is at Ravel when Radhika appears from the Yamuna Devi. So last night, Gurudev was saying the present palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj is the mandir on top, the Sri Mandir. That is not the actual palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. His palace is downstairs on the foot of Brahmanchal. It said Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh were all performing austerities to achieve the service of Sri Krishna. So their desires were fulfilled. Then Vishnu became Giriraj Maharaj. Then Lord Shiva became Nandishwar Parvat. On his head there is situated Nandagaon. And Brahmaji, he became this Brahmanchal, the hill upon which the Sri Mandir is presently situated. It said in his previous, Brahmaji had prayed, Tat Bhuri Bhagyam, Hijanma Atava, Did Gokalapi Kakamandir, Dadobi Shekam, Yastu Nikilam, Bhagawan Mukunda, Sudadyapi, Sudabi Bijameva. In his prayers to Sri Krishna, Brahmaji had prayed, I hope that in my next life I can take birth as a stone in Gokul, so I can achieve the foot dust of the gopis who have given everything, Nikila, who have given everything to the feet of Sri Krishna. Therefore, Brahmaji became this present mountain on which Radharani's temple is situated. It was said because Brahmaji had so much special regard for the foot dust of Srimati Radhika, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu favored him by appearing in his sampradaya here. Therefore, we're known as Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, because Brahmaji had so much special attachment for Srimati Radhika. So, on the four sides of this hill, there is the four pastime places of Dan Kutir, Mor Kutir, and two others, which I can't remember. Vilas Kutir, and one more. Therefore, Brahmaji, these represent the four heads of Brahmaji, Manman Kutir. Therefore, Brahmaji is always remembering the pastimes that took place here. Therefore, when we go to the top of the Sri Mandir, there's one special place for Lord Brahma. So just now we're going to Sakri Kaur. It says there, Kaur means a narrow passageway. So the hill of Lord Brahma is golden complexion. Because that, and the other hill is representing Vishnu because it's a blackish complexion. So there's a narrow gateway, there's a narrow passageway which the gopis used to have to pass through carrying their milk products. So Krishna and his sakas, they used to stand and guard that place and they would tax the gopis heavily by eating all their dairy products as they would go past. Then gopis became fed up with that thing and they decided to take revenge on Krishna. So one time when Sri Krishna came, they had some gopis like as decoys. And the gopis, when the Krishna and the sakas like Madhu Mangal and Sridham, and Subal rather, they stopped the gopis from passing, then the gopis indicated and hundreds of gopis poured out from the caves and the hills and the trees. And they captured Krishna and the coward boys and began beating them. and they tied their speakers to trees, and they took Krishna and gave Krishna a few slaps. They dressed Krishna as a gopi with bangles and makeup. Then one gopi put a big pot of yogurt on the head of Krishna. Then a leader from a great distance, she took a stone and threw that stone, and it cracked the pot and gave Abhishek to Krishna. Then Krishna had to promise here he will not cause any more disturbance to the gopis. Sometimes Krishna also takes tax here when the gopis pass, and Krishna says, hey, don't you know I am in charge? The king is in charge of this area, and I've been delegated by him to collect taxes on his behalf. Then the gopis ask, which king is in charge here? Then Krishna said, Kandarpa. Kandarpa means Cupid. He's the king of this area, and I'm his messenger. Therefore, you have to pay me. There were so many loving exchanges were taking place here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came to this place to perform parikram. So we're walking up there now. This place is called Rangili Gully. Rangili means joyful, because because Radharika and her sakis used to perform holy in this place. So we're performing the parikrama of Varshana and praying for the mercy of Brahmaji. Oh Brahmaji, you and all your disciples in your disciplic succession all have special regard for Srimati Radhika. It said, Yad Brahma Sukhanada Dabhisma Mukhya Rilachito Nasahasya Purusasya Tasya Sadhya Vasikara Chunam Ananta Shaktim Tam Radhika Chananoenu Anusramami. Therefore, big Mahajans headed by Brahma, Rudra, Narad, Bhisma, and other Mahajans all was praying for the foot dust of Radhika. Because that foot dust of Radhika is so powerful, it makes even Krishna into a servant. What to speak of anyone else? Therefore, our main prayojan, our main goal of performing this Vrindavan parikram is the service of Radhika. So there's one story. There was one devotee who was living in Nandagaon. And for 20 years, every day he was making the garland of Krishna Balaram. But still he had no darshan of Krishna Balaram, therefore he became a little bit fed up. So he was thinking, Krishna is a little hard-hearted, and I've done so much service to him but haven't achieved so much result. If I performed a little bit of the same service to Srimati Radhika, then I would have gotten so much. Therefore, he was crying, and he was thinking, I'll leave Nandagaon and come to this Varshana. So as he was leaving, then some coward boys were there. That was Krishna and Balaram, but in a disguised form. And the boys were asking, oh, where are you going, Baba? Where are you going? You've done bhajan so many years. Don't be weak. Don't give up. And that Baba was very angry. Get out from here. Leave me alone. I'm suffering, and you're just causing pain. Then the coward boy is, oh, Baba, control your senses. You should do bhajan more. Then the coward boy, the black one, asks, where are you going? He said, Krishna is very hard-hearted. I waste so many years here. But if I had done a little bit of service for Radhika, my life would have been successful. Then Krishna and Balaram, they tried to block the road with their hands. Baba, don't go, don't go. If you go from here, then who will make our garlands every day? Then they disappeared. Then that Baba began weeping, oh, because finally he had darshan of Krishna Balaram. Therefore, Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, Radha Bhajana Jadi Mati Nahi Bela, Krishna Bhajana Taba Akarani Gela. If you are doing bhajan of Krishna, but your mind has not become inclined towards the service of Radharani, then your Krishna bhajan is useless. Therefore, the result of our parikram, we are coming here to these places, the childhood pastimes of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, his present palace is situated beneath. Guru Maharaj said last night, something I never knew, the real palace of Nanda Baba in the Prakat pastimes of Krishna is not on the top of Nandagaon. It's on the southern side to the ground. If I never knew that before. And Gurudev said when he used to come with his Gurudev, they used to visit that old, the original palace of Nanda Baba. But Guru Maharaj said there were just a few stones left then, and now there's nothing left. The original palace of Srimati Radhika, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, is situated beneath, on the ground level. On the ground level. So we go there for darshan of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Kitagadevi, and Sridham. Therefore, Sridham, he's Krishna's friend also, and Subal is Krishna's Priyanama Saka. Therefore, we've come here begging Vrishabhanu Maharaj some mercy to enter into his group, the group of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Therefore, Brisha means rainfall. Therefore, Barshana means the place where there's too much rainfall of mercy. So here, all everywhere, is the pastimes of Srimati Radhika. So this place is very dear, especially to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Because the Sampradaya of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is that Sampradaya which is dedicated exclusively to Srimati Radhika. Therefore, this place, even though many Babajis and others are here, this place really belongs to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Okay, Ishaparu. It means like rust-filled pastimes. I cannot say more than that.
Can you tell us?
The bull or Taurus is the sign for the month of May, which is the hottest month. So it's the most effulgent month. Therefore, Brishabhanu, because his name and fame is most effulgent because Srimati Radhika appeared in his dynasty. Therefore, his name is also known as Brishabhanu.
Going next.
Now we're going to Sakri Kaur. There, Chivakamaraj and Gurudev used to have good fights there.
Oh, this is the best. That's the best.
Gurudev used to cheat and he used to win the fights. But there, Chivakamaraj used to take the side of Krishna and Gurudev used to take the side of the gopis. Chivakamaraj would always complain, we always hear the gopis abusing Krishna, but we never ever hear once of Krishna abusing the gopis. Therefore, who has the most prema? Therefore, Gurudev used to say to Chivakamaraj, you can sit alone with... you can sit alone, but all devotees are on my side. So, unfortunate he's not here. We could enjoy those pastimes. But very funny they used to talk here. Many nice things.
I think we have one or two videos from that time.
If you could dig them up, you could show the devotees. Also here, that the four sides of this hill, one is Murkutir. Said one time that Radha and Krishna were there together and it began lightly thundering and little sprinkle of rain. So all the peacocks began dancing. So Radha and Krishna also began dancing in a peacock dance. That's Mur Kutir. Then there's Man Kutir. Sometimes Radhika goes in Man here. Then Krishna has to dress himself up as a gopi. With the help of Vishakha, she came to Radhika saying, I brought this new Saki. Her name is Sham Saki. That's Krishna disguised, but in the form of a gopi and playing the veena. When Krishna began singing and playing the veena, then Radharani is very happy and she embraced that gopi. And that gopi was Krishna. Therefore, her man was broken here. Therefore, Man Kutir is also here. So Vilasga says, Radha Krishna sometimes on the top of Brishabhanu Maharaj's hill, they perform pastimes like Julan and they meet intimately. So that's Vilasga. So, so many pastimes associated with Srimati Radhika here. Nearby is Uchigaon, the place of Silalita. So many places we'll go today. Okay? The next place that we're going to, how do you hear the lectures from there?
Vasanti Didi will call me.
Acha. Okay, so I'm speaking there, so I better get ready.
Okay, thank you, Maharaj. Dhanyavaad, pranam.
Haribol, haribol. Haribol. Thank you.